know, there's an old cliche. They say, if you truly love something, you gotta let it go. And if it comes back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was. See, this is a story about my life of love.
My love story.
I had something special, and I let it slip away. If only I could make it up to it.
If only.
No. This is how it started.
My love story.
See, I was playing the field with no intentions but to be a player. A smooth pit, ballistic rhyme sayer. A panty slayer. A lovely lady conveyor. The mayor in the city of the pretty. Full of witty layers. I was single and ready to mingle with no ring on the finger. I was free. A P-I-M-P. Until she stepped into the light and she blinded me. Her beauty was truly a diamond that shined to me. And everywhere I'd go, I noticed she'd be finding me. Inclined to see what might happen. I started rapping with my boy, thinking of an attack to employ. To get her back to the sack, bring her back to enjoy. Stack the wise cracks, I got that ass to destroy. But I knew that she was something special. Something more than a toy, and this was more than the floor.
Not like all the rest, not like all the other girls. The girl, she had me hanging on to every word. What more could she say?
What more?
What more could she do?
So it took a couple Jack and Coats to work up the courage to talk to her. And hell, it took a couple just to work up the courage to walk to her. She was so fine, she was one of a kind. And while falling in love was just about the furthest thing from my mind, I had to find a time to approach her. Maybe one more whiskey and coke, maybe one more to get me loose. Cause I could see her on the floor shaking that sexy caboose. And the truth is, I had a ton of numbers, but she was something special. Shorty was such a sexy stunner. And immediately under her spell I fell. She was the one I wanted, and this was different, I could tell. I could expel the demons that I held from the last time I let my heart out of its cell. Plus she smells so well, I could tell. I just met the woman that could finally break and take me out of my shell.
The more that I met her, I knew. Not like all the rest, not like all the other girls. She had me hanging on to every word. What more could she say?
What more?
What more could she do?
So I tapped her on the shoulder and I asked her what her name was. And I could tell that she was trying to figure out what my game was. And then she told me that she sang and my heart melt. I told her I communicate through music everything my heart felt. And see, we hit it off from the get-go. Neither one of us wanted to let go. But the friend that she came with had a different plan. One that didn't involve a nightclub man. So she came and grabbed her by the hand and pulled her away. But I knew she wanted to stay. And I knew she wanted to play. I knew she wanted me to ask her for a number, man. I knew she wanted to see me on another day, hey. And I knew inside that my heart was fluttering. But I played a cool fool. My game was not stuttering.
The more that I met her, I knew.
Oh, from the moment, babe.
What more could she do?
Hey.